trade network with a set of tools anyone can use.
Tonight, the historic vote. New York Republican Congressman George Santos now just the sixth lawmaker ever expelled from the House. George Santos rushing down the Capitol steps and into a car before the final vote was gaveled. His words as he left, quote, to hell with this place. The locks on Santos's office changed, his name removed, more than 100 fellow Republicans joining nearly every Democrat to oust the indicted congressman after an ethics report found he stole from his campaign to pay for things like Botox, OnlyFans, and luxury goods. So what happens now with his seat? Also tonight, the fighting resuming in Gaza. Israel and Hamas blaming each other for the collapse of the ceasefire that allowed more than 100 hostages to go free. Is there hope of restoring it? And the new report, did Israel know about Hamas's plans more than a year ago? Remembering Sandra...
Right now on Morning News Now, Israel storming Gaza's main hospital again for the second time in 2 days. This after Israeli officials claim they discovered a tunnel underneath hospital grounds, as well as AK-47s, hand grenades, and a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier inside. And grim new developments on the hostage situation in Gaza. We'll bring you the latest. Also this morning, embattled Congressman George Santos facing the fallout after a damning ethics report.
I think I said this very clear to you. I will take whatever comes my way the way it comes.
More on what the House Ethics Committee calls substantial evidence that Santos broke the law, including misuse of campaign funds and the growing calls for him to resign. Plus, trouble on the tarmac, why an outdated aviation system could leave travelers with little to be thankful for this holiday season. And more women making the decision to delay motherhood and freeze their eggs. But the process